This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
If you watched the debate last night, you may have had some of the similar observations that the pundits are saying that Mike Bloomberg got hammered in his first debate appearance out in Vegas last night. On the topic of stop and frisk, for which you'd think he'd be very prepared for, Bloomberg said he was embarrassed by it and then tried to explain why he thought it made sense at the time.
When I got into office, there were 650 murders a year in New York City. And I thought that my first responsibility was to give people the right to live. That's the basic right of everything. And we started, we adopted a policy which had been in place, the policy that all big police departments use of stop and frisk. What happened, however, was it got out of control.
Chiming in, former Vice President Joe Biden saying the mayor's apologies don't cut it.
It's not whether he apologized or not, it's the policy. The policy was abhorrent, and it was, in fact, a violation of every right people have.
Elizabeth Warren went as far as questioning Bloomberg's apology, saying it was not about how it turned out, but how it was designed to do to begin with, which was, she says, target communities of color.
Donald Trump now has company as a billionaire from New York who won't release his tax returns, because Mike Bloomberg's taxes became an issue at last night's debate when Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar declared,
"It is a major issue because the president of the United States has been hiding behind his tax returns."
Bloomberg would not commit to releasing his tax returns before Super Tuesday, saying that his taxes are too complicated and it takes time because of his enormous wealth.
At CBS News, 2020 campaign reporter Tim Perry.
And now in Connecticut, where the plan to put the tolls on the highways is off the table, at least for now, WCBS reporter Steve Burns in Greenwich with more on what the governor had to say.
The saga of tolling on Connecticut highways may have come to an end. An exasperated Governor Lamont is excoriating his fellow Democrats leading the House and Senate, saying they don't want to take a stand.
"Don't say I can't make up my mind and I need another week. I need another week. I need another week. I've heard that for a year."
Senate Democrats, for their part, are blaming a threatened 30-hour filibuster from Republicans, though some Democrats say they can still get the votes together if given the opportunity. Republicans, like House Minority Leader Temis Claridis, say they hope Lamont learned a lesson.
"The people of Connecticut do not like it, and they do not want their hands stuck in your pocket one more time."
Lamont says he's ready to shelve the entire concept and instead look to general obligation bonds to fund road repairs, though he says that puts taxpayers on the hook and could take money from other projects. Along I-95 in Greenwich, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Updating the Weinstein case, the jury's been at it for two straight days now, going through emails and focusing on explanations from the charges against Weinstein, hearing from both sides about that. Mac Rosenberg at Manhattan Criminal Court.
After 2 days of deliberations, we're still waiting for that buzzer, indicating the jury has a verdict. We know they've been talking quite a bit about the charges and the evidence and the testimony. On day two, they had two transcripts of testimony read back to them by the court stenographers. First up was Mimi Haley, who says Harvey Weinstein raped her twice in 2006 after helping her land a behind-the-scenes job on the reality TV show Project Runway. Haley told Weinstein's lawyers on cross-examination that she kept in touch with Weinstein after that because she wanted to keep a, quote, professional connection. The jury also asked to review the testimony of actress Rosie Perez, who helped corroborate actress Annabella Sciorra's claims that Weinstein raped her in 1993. That encounter was characterized by Sciorra as a crazy thing, according to a defense witness, former talent agent Paul Felcher. The jury may also want to look over testimony of a third accuser, actress Jessica Mann.
We're holding here at 29 degrees in Manhattan, sunny day today, cold this afternoon, 38 for the high temperature. As we said, we're stuck at 29, at least for the moment. Very cold under a clearing sky tonight, 21 in the city, teens in the burbs, plenty of sunshine, still cold for tomorrow with a high of 36. The weekend is sunny and milder and temps are back up into the 50s, or at least around 50 degrees for Saturday and Sunday. 29 this morning, Dow futures 53 points lower. West Side Story changed musical theater forever when it opened on Broadway back in 1957, and now a radical new version. It opens today. Here's Deb Rodriguez.
Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria.
The story and the music are the same. Tony falls in love with Maria.
We'll never be the same.
But the dancing is all new, with more contemporary street-influenced movements. And director Ivo van Hove has added more ethnicity to the cast and reimagined the sets. Still, he knows changing an American classic can be scary.
Everything has to be on the highest level, the singing, the dancing, and the acting. And of course, everybody has an expectation.
Could be, who knows?
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Sentencing day for one of President Trump's closest allies, Roger Stone. That sentence could be meaningless based on what the president's been tweeting about the case and his clemency spree this week. Let's go live now to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. So, Stephen, I guess we can expect there'll be a lighter sentence than the prosecutors had wanted.
Well, we really will have to see. You know, look, Roger Stone, for all the counts on which he was convicted in November of obstructing the congressional investigation into Russian election interference, he faces a maximum of 50 years in prison. But no one expects that the judge who will hear this case and who will issue the sentence later this morning will issue a sentence that big. Remember, last week, the big controversy was when the prosecutors who were handling the case on behalf of the Justice Department recommended 7 to 9 years in prison. And the president spoke out about how he saw that as a miscarriage of justice. And Attorney General Bill Barr overruled the line prosecutor's decision, leaving them to leave the case. So the Justice Department's official position going into today's sentencing hearing is to say, well, we're not going to make a recommendation. We're going to leave it in the hands of the court to decide. So that's why all eyes are on this particular judge, who yesterday said that the concern raised by Stone's attorney about the potential of a jury problem will be addressed in the future. Because the jury forewoman, it turns out, had something on her Twitter page that indicated she had feelings about Roger Stone, not particularly positive feelings, before she was seated on the jury. So we're going to find out later this morning what the sentence is. And then the big question, of course, which is what you asked, is whether President Trump will pardon Roger Stone, his friend and longtime political mentor. The president, when he's been asked about this in recent days, has said he doesn't want to talk about it now, but he also believes that Roger Stone has been treated very unfairly by prosecutors.
Yep, there's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts in that story. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Thanks.
You bet.
Thank you, Stephen. It's 8:48, and let's get back up to traffic.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.